From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama met at the Pentagon Thursday with top military and national security advisors to discuss the fight against the Islamic State group. The meeting came as the U.S. launches more airstrikes in and around an Islamic State stronghold in Libya. Mr. Obama spoke to reporters.
We'll keep working with allies and partners to go after ISIL wherever it tries to spread. At the request of Libya's Government of National Accord, we are conducting strikes in support of government-aligned forces as they fight to retake Sirte from ISIL, and we will continue to support the government's efforts to secure their country.
The president denied that a payment of $400 million in cash to Iran on the same day as a hostage release was a ransom. The president said the transfer was announced in January, a day after implementation of the nuclear agreement with Iran. On another topic, Mr. Obama said he was not confident that he can trust the Russians and Vladimir Putin to help the U.S. bring peace to Syria. The Taliban Thursday claimed responsibility for ambushing a group of U.S. and European tourists in Afghanistan's western Herat province, wounding six of the tourists and their Afghan driver. A provincial police spokesman says the attack took place in the Chishti Sharif area shortly after the tourists arrived from Bamyan province. The woman stabbed to death in an attack late Wednesday in London was the wife of a Florida State University psychology professor. London police say they have no evidence to suggest terrorism was a motive for the knife attack. They say mental health issues were involved when a man of Somali ancestry killed the woman and wounded five other people. The 19-year-old man is in police custody. This is VOA News. Amid a scandal involving allegations of state-sponsored doping, the International Olympic Committee decided Thursday to allow more than 270 Russian athletes to compete in this summer's games. The decision came after a review of the athletes' doping records. Russia's original entry list included 389 names. An earlier ruling by the Court of Arbitration for Sport said committee rules barring Russian athletes with prior doping sanctions were unenforceable.
O resultado da votação. Sim. 14.
An impeachment committee in Brazil's Senate voted Thursday to hold a trial for suspended President Dilma Rousseff. The Senate itself will vote next Tuesday whether to begin the trial. If it votes yes, Ms. Rousseff will be tried in the full chamber on charges of breaking budget laws. Upon conviction, she could be removed from office. New polling data show Democrat Hillary Clinton has the lead over Republican Donald Trump in four key U.S. states. The latest polls show Clinton opening a 9 percentage point edge in Michigan, a 15 point advantage in New Hampshire, an 11 point lead in Pennsylvania, and a 6 point lead in Florida. The former Secretary of State reached out to Nevada supporters of her opponent, Donald Trump.
If somebody wants to be for Trump because they're anxious, they're fearful, maybe they're angry because there's a lot to be concerned about, we need to talk.
Republican Trump, meanwhile, campaigned in the northeastern state of Maine, where he criticized the Obama administration's ascending $400 million to Iran.
I woke up yesterday and I saw $400 million, different currencies. They probably don't want our currency. Different currencies. $400 million being flown to Iran. I mean, folks, what's going on here?
Opinion polls show Clinton has a larger but not insurmountable lead over Trump nationally. In an average of polls, Clinton is ahead of Trump by about 6 points. Turkish media say a court in Istanbul issued an arrest warrant Thursday for U.S.-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who the government accuses of being behind the recent failed coup attempt. The Turkish government says that Gulen masterminded the coup and has called on the U.S. to extradite him back to Turkey. Gulen has denied any involvement or prior knowledge of the military coup attempt on July 15th and has, in fact, condemned it. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.